أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. This is the third of the يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran, also Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah verse number 172. In the previous Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala taught us, and Allah had given us two weapons that we may use to draw the mercy of Allah, the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala teaches us and further reinforces Qabooliyat, acceptance is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And one of the conditions of acceptance is that a person consumes what is regarded as tayyibat in this and other verses of the Quran Sharif. Simply put, that which is pure, that which is wholesome, that which is halal, that has been decreed as permissible by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The translation of the verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum, then eat from the pure things which we have provided. Washkuru lillah, and be thankful, show gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if it is Allah that you worship. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did not use the very simple term as halal, kulu halal, eat halal. We find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word halal, but here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala used the word tayyibat. Insofar as the commentators are concerned, the definition of tayyibat is that lawful halal food which was acquired in a halal manner from a place which was also halal. In other words, a person did not use the correct means, but draw from that wealth in which, for example, somebody else's haq, somebody else's right was also there. Now, eating halal has very many benefits. Some of these benefits are that it creates nur, it creates light in the heart. It removes the darkness, it creates that light of guidance from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that heart of that person becomes illuminated. Number two, it creates a distaste for evil deeds. A person whose food is halal, in a general sense, will be reluctant to break the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One would hesitate to carry out an action which is haram. Number three, it creates within a person better akhlaq, better character. That akhlaq and the character of that person shows out. A natural consequence of haram is it shows out in the person's personality, it shows out in the character of an individual. And then number four, it is a means of our ibadat and our du'as being accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated that that body, that flesh that had been nourished from haram, that suits the fire of Jahannam. That is insofar as the hereafter is concerned. But in this world also, whatever is carried out because of impermissible consumptions, then obviously that will have an impact in the qabooliyat and acceptance in the courts of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And number five, it creates love in the heart of an individual for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here he had begun the entire system and the entire process of consuming halal that creates that love in the heart of an individual. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah, has narrated a lengthy hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in actual fact, has addressed all of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. O mankind, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is pure, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only that which is pure. This is not confined to our charities. We all know the rule that if a person had impure earnings, a person had haram earnings, and that person gives that haram earnings out in charity, he gives it out as sadaqah or lillah or zakat or whatever the case, that is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this goes for all our ibadat. When that body has been consumed, when that body has consumed and nourished with haram, then the deeds from that body also is rejected and not accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this will be on the understanding that a person does not do this intentionally. He tries to acquire halal. He tries to fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as the consumption is concerned. Thereafter, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa inna Allah amara al-mu'minin bima amara bihi al-mursalin." Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers in this ayat, like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has even commanded the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. What was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam? That command is in the Quran Sharif, "Ya ayyuhar rusul, قُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا." O prophets, O anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam, eat from the pure things, halal, lawful things. وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and then go out and practice righteous deeds, because then the righteous deeds was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the consumption of the individual. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example in this hadith. He speaks about a person who undertakes a lengthy journey. Now, by and large, a person is on a journey. It is an arduous journey. Obviously, that person earns the rahmah and the mercy of Allah, and that becomes a reason and a means of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, his hair is disheveled. In other words, he has no time to look after himself. The journey is a difficult one. His body becomes dusty, filled with dust. And all of this is indicative of the fact that naturally that person ought to have been a recipient of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Yarfa'u yaday," the person lifts his hands towards the sky, and now he beseeches Allah, ya Rabbi, O my Rabb." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the truth of it is that the food that he consumed was haram, the drink that he had drunk was also haram, and the clothes that he wore was also derived from haram. And in short, the person was nourished with all that that was haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ, how would the dua of such a person be accepted? So here we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given us a very vivid explanation of all of this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is tayyib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is pure, and Allah ta'ala accepts only that which is pure. Further in the ayat, Allah ta'ala says, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum." Allah ta'ala did not stop on just the word tayyibat, consume that which is halal, that which is pure, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now further emphasizing, ma razaqnakum, that which we sustained you with. Now, here the very important aspect is, and this is something, the second lesson that we learn from this ayat is, that whatever we consume, we must have the belief in our hearts, the iman, the yaqeen, the understanding that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that provided. We also need to understand that whatever means we adopt, in actual fact, is a parda. It is an impediment between our hand and the hand of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The hand of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not give directly into our hand, but the hand of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives it behind the veil of the effort that we make. When we begin to understand that it is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the means is only something that we adopted, but the actual sustenance comes from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ulama have written, on the one hand, a person then will gain the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and secondly, he will gain the enthusiasm to become appreciative to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and show gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa